Hello and welcome. You are listening to The Spice of Life on 101.9 FM CITR Vancouver. And I am here with my very special guest host. Do you want to say hi?
Hi.
Do you want to say hi, but closer to the mic? You got to get really close. Get nice and romantic.
No.
Get close enough so that the... It's mic three. I'm an idiot. I had mic two up. That's absolutely my fault. That's my fault. Yeah, okay, so this is the right one. Yeah, it's almost like it's my first day.
Yeah, oh my gosh. But hello, regardless.
Yeah.
Nice to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you. If you don't know, this is a post-rock show, and it occurs every other Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m., this Thursday being a Thursday that it is on because I'm here. Next Thursday being Thursday that I will not be here, but the following Thursday I'll be back. Is that...
Simple to follow.
Is it simple? Okay.
Quite possibly.
Yeah, it follows the Fibonacci sequence, actually.
That was my second guess. That was my second guess.
Where am I? So I brought some music today. Today is the 52nd installment of The Spice of Life in all its forms.
Oh, congratulations.
I'm old enough to have a midlife crisis.
Nice.
Do you think should I buy a car? Should I buy a Porsche? Or should I?
didn't you just say your dad bought a Porsche?
Did just buy a Porsche. Yeah, it's really nice.
Are you implying things?
No. No, it's one thing if it's your first Porsche, but actually, because it's my dad's first Porsche, but my dad has cars and he does car stuff. Where is this headphone coming to? Anyway, yeah, he's actually driving it back from Ontario right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so he's having a fun time.
That's dedication. Is it safe to, like, drive one of those through the Rockies? Like, are the roads bad this time of year?
I don't know. They must be rocky, though.
At the very least. At the very least.
But there's got to be, like, a flat way to go through it. Isn't there to the Rockies? I'm not even like I'm only vaguely aware of where they are at all. I don't know very much about geography. And I'm also looking for a cord. Stall him.
Oh my god, do it. Lovely weather we are having.
Nice, keep it up. Oh, why is it over there?
The rain held off for today. That was excellent.
Yeah.
Didn't have to take an umbrella to school.
It's still so warm out, though, which is nice.
I found it cold, but...
Oh, okay. I'm
you
a
know,
jerk.
Best of both worlds. Some people...
Okay.
If you like sweaters, it's good.
Oh, yeah. I'm busting out my mad sweater game.
Your grandpa's sweater game?
Hmm.
Yeah.
I got
mine.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. Bought it the other day because I couldn't do anything because I was sick, so I'm like, may as well go shopping.
Mm-hmm. I went to the Mission Value Village when I was in Mission. And I got a nice sweater. It's a Tommy Hilfiger.
Oh.
And it's got elbow pads on it. Oh, I love
it. Another one with elbow pads? I feel like you have more than one thing with elbow pads.
I have a blazer with elbow pads.
Yes.
Or like a sports jacket. It's nice. I like it.
I know, I've seen it.
Wore it to my job interviews.
I know you did. I saw you. I ran into you.
You did, didn't you?
Yeah.
I had to have such stupid hair for that job interview. Oh my god. They still haven't called me back. I think it was because I had a weird hairstyle.
Oh, was this recently?
Yeah, it was about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you did that like last year.
Oh, okay. I wore the same. I only have one thing of nice clothes. I don't own a suit. I just put on my brown jacket and I put on a tie this time though. It really stepped up my game.
Classy.
Yeah. And I wore those formal shoes that aren't formal that I think are formal because they're the most formal shoes that I have.
Wait, what kind of shoes are they?
They're like the brown ones that I was like, these are my formal shoes. And you just laughed at me and you were like, those aren't formal. And I felt like a piece of garbage.
Oh, yes, I do recall those.
Yeah, so anyway, I still don't own nicer shoes than those. I need to get nice clothing, but I don't like spending money.
No, I feel that on a deep level, but
yeah,
like you need one pair of shoes.
Well, yeah, I guess I should.
That don't look like runners?
They don't, well...
They look
I like... could, I wouldn't want to run them, though. They wouldn't have the support. But I guess they wouldn't know that. Either way, I should play a song. The song I would like to play is called Sometimes When You Lose, You Win. by Man and Ocean off the album This Is Not About Who's Gonna Win. A lot of winning and losing in that. Long titles. So, yeah, this is Man and Ocean playing Sometimes When You Lose, You Win.
Thank you.
We just heard Sometimes When You Lose, You Win by Man and Ocean. Caitlin brought up the point that I could Google the Morse code to figure out what it was. And I have a brief Morse code story to tell you.
Okay.
Which is weird that I have a Morse code story prepared, but...
Not many people our age have that, so...
No, I mean, it's not a personal experience with Morse code, but it's a story that I've heard from... It's a secondhand personal experience. So, my friend's dad did some time in the Navy, was in the Navy. I believe Australian Navy. Not that that really matters, but... he was telling me that he used to know Morse code so well because when you're on the Navy boats, that's how you communicate. Mm-hmm. And he was saying it got to the point where he would just sit there and listen to Morse code and someone would be punching out the newspaper, like word by word, the newspaper. Like they got so fast that they would do it just to like amuse themselves and to mm-hmm. amuse other people. So he would just sit there and read the news through Morse code through his ears.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's impressive. That takes a lot of skill, I feel.
I know, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so he told me that, and I was like, wow, that is an amazingly useless skill to be really good at. But like, wow, to just sit there and to just pick it up and hear the whole thing. So maybe if you train really hard, maybe one day you, too, can listen to the news.
I'm sure it'd be, like, a really valuable thing to put on your resume. Like, when you're going for co-op jobs, they're like, oh, yeah, he did so well in biochemistry, but he can do Morse code.
There's a bunch of weird stuff that I would love to put on my resume. Like passable Kermit the Frog impression. I would just love to just have that at the bottom.
You could put it, like, on the back, like, really, really tiny.
In, like, size 5 font.
Yeah. And just then like, you could be like, look what I did.
Little resume Easter egg.
Exactly. Why not? They're never going to notice.
Yeah, yeah. But then if they never notice, then what's the point? What's the point of anything? Life is meaningless.
And wow, that got dark really fast.
Hmm? I also enjoy just absolutely just driving right into the dark place. It's fun. There's a song. Did you ever watch The Simpsons? Do you know The Simpsons much?
I get lots of jokes about The Simpsons because of my last name, even though it's not actually that close at all.
That's not that close at all.
I am aware of The Simpsons, yes.
Okay. Do you know the character Milhouse?
Yes.
They have chocolate milk now? he's got a father named Kurt Van Houten. It's Milhouse Van Houten. His father's Kirk Van Houten.
Isn't that a coffee brand? Van Houten?
I think so, but they're unrelated. They're not. Milhouse does not make coffee. So, there's a Vancouver band called Zoo Strategies, who I saw last week. They played at 7 Dining Lounge. It was a really good show. They played some new songs. Zoo Strategies is cool. I'm trying to get them on the show, working on it. But they have a song called Weekend Dad, and it's written about Milhouse's dad, because Milhouse's dad and his mom are divorced. Uh-huh. And so Milhouse stays with his dad on the weekend. So it's called Weekend Dad. they told us that at the show. And when I heard about it, I was like, oh my God, that's fantastic. They wrote a song for a character in The Simpsons. So anyway, this song is Weekend Dad by Zoo Strategies.
Thank you.
We just had a double hitter there of Zoo Strategies playing the song Weekend Dad, which is a shout out to Kurt Van Houten, if you're listening. and then we heard Don't You Mean People playing the song Predecessor. Zoo Strategies open for Don't You Mean People. I recommend checking out Don't You Mean People too if you like that song. They're from Thunder Bay. So they drove out here for their part of their tour, which was cool. It's cool to see them. I hadn't heard of them before, but I enjoy their music. So there you go. Just like, and the cool thing about the one thing that I was noticing a lot about math rock and that style, which is an exciting thing for you to get to learn. The math rock, more than any other genre, uses tempo as part of the music. Like they don't just stick to one tempo. They change the tempo abruptly, mm-hmm. as like part of the song. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know if you notice, like they'll jump from like fast to slow to fast to slow, and it makes this melody really complex, because beyond the original melody, you have it as a small part of the larger tempo. It's like another layer on top of it. And so you get to build these like very intricate sound landscapes, or slanscapes, if you will.
The scientifically correct term.
Yeah, if you're in the know like me, you call them a slanscape.
People are in your field?
My spiel?
Yeah, your spiel. let's hear your spiel.
I don't know. I just made up slanscape.
I know. Oh. I could tell.
Thought I'd pulled a fast one on you, but nothing. No. Nothing gets by you. You're a quick study. Should we play another song? We're almost halfway through the show already. This is not long enough. I want more time. Do you think if I go on should I go on a hunger strike? Should I go on a naked strike? Neither of those would probably end well. Plus, like a naked strike, like if you're doing a strike, it should be something that you like don't want to do.
And like that's just such a Ben thing. Like literally, like oh my god, I have to fundraise. I better just take off all my clothes.
Yeah, that's actually coming up sort of soon in February. Partly it is just a reason for me to take off clothes.
I think you've done that how many times now?
Fundraising or taking off all my clothes?
For fundraising.
For fundraising twice.
Twice, okay.
Strip fundraising.
But you've only had the show.
The future of marketing. So yeah, I've only like, had the option to do it thing, twice. So. It is annual. Yeah. It's really exciting. I should get involved in other causes too, like strip fundraise stuff that people don't want me to be affiliated with them at all. Like,
just like show up. No one knows who you are.
Yeah, I should just like, what would be a good one to strip fundraise for? Like, Clothes Wearers Anonymous. Is that a real thing?
People. I really don't think so.
Never Nudes. Oh, I could strip fundraise for Never Nudes. Oh man. I wish that was real. Should buy a bunch of jean shorts. I could make it a reality. I should play another song. I want to play a song by Marnie Stern because she shreds and she's really cool. I like Marnie Stern a lot. She's cool. She shreds, yeah, and she's cool. She's cool because, like, partially because she's really into small dogs. Like she has like I think two really like adorable little dogs. I don't know what kind.
Oh.
Little kind. Like I don't know my dog
kind?
Breeds. Like not like rat. Like I'll pull up a picture that I can show you but not the radio audience, but it's okay
but
because
maybe
no one's
I know
listening.
The kind of dog and then I can describe it to them.
True.
And then they'll just be like, oh,
it's
I have
whiskery. Okay. But I also like her because her latest album is called The Chronicles of Marnia. Her name is Marnia. which is just like 10 out of 10. Like, I don't even, like, even if it was bad, I would still want to buy the album at that point. So note out there, if your band is releasing an album, name it with a pun and I'll buy it. That's my guarantee. So I want to play the title track off of Marnie Stern's The Chronicles of Marnia. And I hope you enjoy it because she's cool and she shreds. We'll be right back. We just heard Marnie Stern playing the song Chronicles of Marnia. And I feel like now is as good a time as any to explain why my username for DJ Land is what it is. So this is a weird story, and I'm really excited about how it came out. So when I do a show, I have to keep a list of all of the songs that I play for record keeping purposes, and also because the radio thought police need to know that you're playing the certain amounts of stuff. And so last year, when I renewed my membership at CITR, I had to do I had to fill out this form online, and it had like some questions about me, and I was just kind of like, well, this isn't important, so I'm just gonna mess around. So it was like, how did you find out about CITR? And I was like, if you play Led Zeppelin 4 backwards, you can hear a secret message about how you should go join CITR. So that's why I'm here. And it was like, tell us about your hobbies. And I'm like, I like Beyblades. And I mostly collect rainwater in basins outside my house. So I was just like, I was just messing around. And it was like, it asked for a username. And I was like, this is it. Well, I don't need a username. Like, I don't use a username for anything. Like, because I knew my DJ Land account, it was separate. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, well, if this username doesn't matter and no one's going to see it, then I'm going to be Sexhaver 420, because that's the best username ever. This is the best username there ever was. So I made it Sexhaver 420, and I promptly forgot about it. And then when we switched over to the new DJ Land server, they did some updates. I couldn't get onto my account, and I didn't know why. And I'm like, oh my God, like, why, why can't I get on? And I needed to fill out the play sheet, right? Cause like I have to keep it updated. And so I sent an email to Hugo, the volunteer coordinator. And I was like, I need to know my password. I need to know my username. Cause like, it's not what I thought it was. And he sends an email back and he's like, your username is sexhaver420. And there was no editorial about it. Like, I read it at work and I was like, oh my God, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. So it's like I planted a little joke seed a year ago, and it's now grown. And I don't know how to change it. So unfortunately, I'm stuck with Sexhaver420, which is good. I feel like it really represents me as a person.
Yeah.
Do you have any comments on that, or should I just play a song?
I feel, do you have that as a username for anything else?
No.
No?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because everything else, like, I have to use. I thought this username was a nothing.
Okay, for some reason, I thought there was a different story where you also use that username for something else, but I think I got mixed up.
No.
No.
Maybe I mentioned maybe it before.
Okay, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, because I mean, it's like
you would do.
It is something that I would do, but it's like the dumbest username that I could think of, and it's like a shout out to all the 14-year-olds on Xbox Live. You know who I'm, the subsection of the 14-year-olds on Xbox Live and the people that also listen to this show. There's like maybe like two people that know what I'm talking about out there. So keep doing you. This next song that I would like to play is not a post-rock song at all. It's by a band called The Front Bottoms, and I love them so much. I've been listening to them nonstop to the point where I actually hate it, because they're always stuck in my head and I can't stop listening to them. I have to listen to, they have three albums out, and I have to listen to all three every day. And I...
That sounds fine. That's normal. That's a normal thing to do.
No, this is like 2 months in. They're
feel
stuck
like
in my head all the time. I wake up in the middle of the night with them stuck in my head.
Oh, that's a little invasive of them.
I live in the Front Bottoms right now. But they're really good. So this song is called Flashlight off their self-titled album. So this is The Front Bottoms playing Flashlight. And I really like the song. I hope you do too. It's so honest. And I hope you pick up what he's putting down.
it's alright. You are still here, you are still happy, you are still smiling and laughing. You are still the only thing and everything I need in my life. And it goes in, out through the mouth. Breathing exercises I will never figure out till I am running in circles, or walking in circles, or crawling in circles, or lying on the ground. And I can hear your dog whistle from my bedroom. Yeah, yeah. And I can see a flashlight cutting up the trees behind my house. Yeah, yeah. They're now homeless, which puts them in mad shady situations with mad shady people. If not every day, then on an every other day basis. And she's probably with a few of them right now, and they are probably just drinking and talking about how she misses getting fucked up and hanging around. And he says, hey, you're good at that. She says, thanks, it's kind of all I got. And then she looks away and says, it's also all I need. And I can smell plastic burning. I can smell chemicals breaking down. I got your last three emails, the ones where you said I was sorting some things out. And he will be able to hear her dog whistle from his bedroom. Yeah, yeah. And I will see a flashlight cutting up the trees behind my house. Yeah, yeah. And I will read the flashing like a Morse code explanation that will mean nothing, but take all night to figure out, out, out.
That was Flashlight by the Front Bottoms, and it was not post-rock at all. And then there was Full Circle on the Morse code. I forgot that that was in there, but I do love that part, and I will read the flashing like a Morse code explanation that will mean nothing but take all night to figure out. I think that's so cool. I think that's so cool. Their songs are just full of insights like that, that come from a place of like that person really gets it, like that person has really felt something, and this is like they're describing it from a place that's like, it's so hard to tell someone how you feel, but if you use, like, you can step outside of being direct with it, and then convey the ideas with other words. Clearly, I don't know what I'm talking about at all. I've tapered off, and we're going in circles. But I guess what I'm trying to say is I feel what he's feeling when he sings a song like that. So they're cool, and I like them a lot. Just like Marnie Stern is cool, and I like her a lot, and she shreds. They don't really shred, though.
No, I wouldn't say that.
No, they do kind of... They have a pretty good range, though. Anyway, so I listen to more of them, basically, is the theme of that. How are you doing?
I'm fine. My voice is starting to give out, though.
That's good. I've been picking up the slack. Am I stealing your voice? Is that what it is? Cat got your tongue?
Ursula? Little Mermaid reference? No.
Ursula. Little Mermaid.
Oh, you didn't grow up watching Disney Princess movies?
I didn't. I watched some of them, maybe. I don't really remember any of them. Does someone steal someone's voice?
Yeah, the mermaid.
Can you give us the 30-second summary of Little Mermaid?
Little Mermaid's an idiot because she trades her voice, which is her most like valuable asset, so that she can go and be with a guy on land. It's like very non-feminist or like very female empowering. But then she gets it back in the end. But then there's like some fights and some fish sing some really great songs though.
Have you heard the Glitch Mob remix of Under the Sea?
No, but I bet it's amazing.
They put it out for April Fools, but they actually put time into it, and it's crazy.
I'm going to go home and listen to that now.
I think it's only like 30 seconds long or something, but absolutely worth the listen. So anyway, thank you for that brief summary. That was nice.
I felt like I would like
How did she woo the man without a voice?
Sex appeal?
Oh, okay. You're right. What was I thinking? Like sign language, or how did she communicate?
She stroked her hair a lot and like batted her eyes.
But he would be like, "What do you want to watch on Netflix?" And like, and then that would be the end of the relationship because she couldn't decide.
Well, it's also like 1600 in like Denmark, but you know.
Is the Denmark part important? Did they get Netflix before we did?
Yes.
I knew it.
Yeah, 1602.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
a fact.
That's crazy that you history. Know the date. Oh, that they got Netflix?
Yeah.
Or, oh, I thought you meant that it was set in that. I was
real.
Like, Jesus, you're a very big fan of The Little Mermaid. Man.
My mom was going to name me Ariel, but then that movie came out. I'm really glad that didn't happen.
You didn't want to be Ariel?
Do I seem like an Ariel?
I don't know. Does anyone seem like an anything?
You seem like a Ben.
Really?
All
the Bens that I've met are nothing like me, but I'm the standard for Bens in my own eyes, so I just think that they should have a different name.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. That's fine. I've met other nice Bens. Actually, Ben, Lab Ben is a cool, he deserves the name Ben more than I do. He's a cool dude.
He helped me with a lot of stuff in second year chemistry.
Yeah,
I
remember.
A lot of things broke at my station.
Shouts out to Ben. What's good?
I feel that's more of a negative thing now, though, after Nicki Minaj.
No, I disagree. Because it's not a question. Like, she posed it as a question, so that's like a different...
Oh, okay.
It's a different statement. It's like it's its own, it's a different idea.
Mm-hmm.
But when I say, like, it's like, what's good, it's like all lowercase... with a period, no apostrophe. It's just what's good. It's like a... Anyway, I should play... I've been doing it for a while. I first heard it from a rapper in Duncan. Did I tell you that story? What's good? It's your boy Jay Dizzy.
Yes,
coming to you live. Yeah. The thing is, like, when I bring it up, everyone's heard me do that because I do that all the time. Anyway, I should play a song. The song I'm going to play is by Gregor Samsa. The song is O... I think it might be pronounced dot, but I think it's an O. It's a lowercase O. It's post-rock. Post-rock does its own thing. So we go from the very long to the very short in titles off their self-titled album. So Gregor Samsa playing O or dot, however you like it. Thank you. That was Gregor Samsa playing the song Dot, I guess is what we're going to go with. It is 8:51, and I can read the time however I want to read the time. The weather outside is dark, and...
Descriptions, yes.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Adjectives. There should be a day
you
where...
Put it on your resume. Adjectiver.
Adjectivist?
Yeah.
There should be a day...
Time reader?
There should be a day where adjectives are outlawed. And if you say an adjective, you get punched in the face. You get punched in the face, roughly. Or is that an adverb? There would have to be a day before that day where we learn the difference between adjectives and adverbs, because I'm not entirely clear on the difference.
Just the world stops so that we can all learn this, so that you can avoid getting punched in the face, roughly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. You get it. Cool. Cool. I should never... be in power ever.
It's a good use of our resources.
It's a great use of our resources.
Clearly.
Voting is happening. I pre-voted. I did it today, actually.
Nice.
Look at me go. Yeah.
I'm glad.
We don't need to talk so much about politics, but you guys should get out there and vote.
Yes.
Even if you need to ask them to print out a list of the candidates so that you know how to spell the candidate's name that you're voting for.
I did. They gave me the book because I didn't know the people in White Rock.
Okay.
It's fine.
Is like that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, because he was like, do you mean to like print out a list? And I was like, I don't know how to spell their name. Because then I like wouldn't count.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like there's a hyphen. Like I don't know where to put the hyphen. Anyway, vote when you get a chance. Vote for stuff. I was wondering too, with the defacing the ballots, how do you deface the ballot? Like, can you do it? Because, like, that you can do it as a statement, right, to deface the ballot so it doesn't count? Is there a specific thing that you have to do, or, like, could you draw a penis on it, or, like, do you have to crumple it up a little bit? Can you spit on it? How would you go about doing that?
Oh. I don't even know.
My friend was telling me that, like someone he knew defaced the ballot as, like, a statement previously, and I was just kind of like, how would you go about doing that?
I feel That's like weird. Voting makes more of a statement.
I think so. But it's kind of like the defacing the ballot's like a middle finger to the man, I guess.
I guess, yeah, anarchy.
Slave to the pusher.
Never heard that term before.
Slave to the pusher?
No.
Oh, man. You're going to end up just like your father, just sitting behind a desk. You're going to be a slave to the pusher.
Okay.
Slave to the man.
Oh, okay.
You gotta fight the power. You gotta live free or die hard. You gotta Bruce Willis. That's what we say in my family. You gotta Bruce Willis.
Is that on your family crest?
Yeah,
House
actually.
House of Life.
Interestingly enough, it predates not only the Die Hard movies, but also his birth.
Oh.
Yeah. We can trace our lineage back to the Vikings. Bruce Willis in Viking means don't be a jerk.
I know. Yeah, that's Icelandic, isn't it?
Right. You speak Icelandic. All of it.
All the one word I know. Capital city.
That's more than I know. I guess Icelandic's probably a word in Icelandic. Actually, that's probably false.
I don't know, but I was bored one night, so I went on Google Maps and looked at all the funny words in Icelandic on the map.
You just Google funny words in Icelandic?
It's just, look at how they, write, their roads and stuff. It's interesting. Hmm. Also, whales. They've got some...
Whales wins or loses, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah.
I should play another song. The song I would like to play is by the band Maybe She Will. It is all one word. They don't have spaces where they're from. The song is We Called for an Ambulance, but a fire engine came.
That makes sense because they're always the first to respond to this.
We called for an ambulance, but a fire engine came is the song. Isn't that the first responders? Is it because fire engines are faster than ambulances?
I think so. Maybe there's more outposts, halls around.
Also, is the fire engine, does that refer to the whole vehicle or just to the engine itself?
Fire engines are trains, I believe. Fire trucks are what they use to, what you see going around.
They have fire engine trains?
Are on trains. Because, they would shovel the coal in. I know because my dad's, a steam locomotive driver guy.
Okay.
I have been scolded on the topic many times. It's because they used to shovel coal to, fuel the train into the fire. And so they're called fire engines. I believe, hopefully I'm doing my dad justice.
But if you're restricted to train tracks, how are you going to fight fires? What if a fire happens?
I think it's different.
Oh.
Because then there's there's firefighters and there's firemen, and then people get those mixed up, and the firemen are the guys who shovel in the trains or something.
Oh.
And the firefighters are the guys who go and, save your life.
Huh.
Yeah, I know, it's
That's a very
different,
It's your not. Dad must be a very petty man. I guess that sounds kind of mean, but it's like you have to know the difference between firefighters.
He's like,
and firemen.
I'm a fireman. Oh. I'm not a firefighter. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's not relevant enough.
Okay.
I'm 2 years old.
Yeah. Dad, I'm 2 years old. Just please stop. I can't deal with this.
Yeah.
2-year-old Caitlin can't even.
She can't. Oh my gosh, she can't even.
Anyway, I have a song to play. Maybe She Will. Playing the song, We Called for an Ambulance, but a fire engine came. We'll be right back. That was We Called for an Ambulance But a Fire Engine Came by the band Maybe She Will. It's been a real pleasure. We've run slightly over time. It's okay. The radio police are probably only going to like brutally punch me in the face. They're only going to punch me in the face roughly.
Roughly? Okay.
Yeah. But it's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome anytime except this coming Thursday, because I won't have a show on that Thursday because it's every other Thursday from 8 to 9.
What if I just show up? Maybe they'll just like let me have my own show.
There'll be a different show on. You could
I
probably
can just be like, "Hey guys, what's up? Need another voice?"
Yeah, I mean, maybe. Yeah, you probably could. Anyway, so up next we have Ben with Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, and there are some people walking around that I don't recognize, so there might be a live show, so you should stay tuned for that. That's what it is. It's like you're a stranger and you're hanging out with Ben. You're probably a musician. So stay tuned for that, definitely. If you want to check out The Spice of Life, I have a Facebook page, The Spice of Life, CITR 101.9 FM. And all the shows are podcasted on CITR.ca, so if you want to listen to me while you sleep, you can do that. I just want you to know you can have the option.
Such a giver.
Yeah, you know, it's for the people. I'm going to have Mooncakes Gazania Blossom play us out, and I will be back not next Thursday, but the following Thursday. I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving, and thanks again for coming on the show. She nodded. Or in Morse code, boop, 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 boop.
Also a robot.
Yeah. Well, it's the same. It's all the same. Was that racist? Anyway, Mooncake playing Gazania Blossom.